podcast, new debris spotted. The question, could it be from Flight 370? Also, a remarkable story of survival in the Washington mudslide. Let's get started. There's the search for answers in the mystery of what or who brought the plane down. And it is back to that, who. Back to the deeply troubling notion that only a member of the flight crew could have made the Boeing 777 do what it apparently did. There are conflicting reports, though, tonight on Flight 370's captain, on his behavior leading up to the flight, the contents of his home flight simulator, any political influences on him, and what investigators are telling reporters both in Malaysia and here at home. And I want to stress that there are conflicting reports. We're going to explain the sourcing on both of them for you. We're going to be totally transparent about the fact that different sources with different connections to the investigation and potentially different agendas are, as you might expect, saying different things. Now, USA Today, for example, citing a high-ranking unnamed Malaysian law enforcement officer who says the captain, Zahari Ahmad Shah, is believed to be solely responsible for the flight being taken off course. As for American investigators, they're also focusing sharply on the crew, analyzing Captain Shah's home flight simulator, among other things. For the very latest, we want to be joined by our justice correspondent, Pamela Brown, right now. So I understand the FBI is expected to turn over hard drive information to the Malaysians in the next day or two. What are your sources telling you about what they've uncovered?
Yeah, that's right, Anderson. So sources are telling me tonight that so far investigators have found no smoking gun in either the pilot or co-pilot's backgrounds that would suggest a premeditated act by either of them. Now, sources say that investigators, they haven't found any concrete evidence on that hard drive of the captain's simulator that we see right here, as well as his laptop and the co-pilot's laptop that indicates a motive or that the pilots were planning the plane's disappearance. And also a source in Malaysia told CNN earlier that police who searched their homes did not find a suicide note or any evidence to suggest financial or marital problems. But this is an ongoing investigation, and investigators, of course, are still digging into the backgrounds of both of these men.
And just to be as transparent as possible here, the other report which USA Today put out, they said that came from a Malaysian official involved in the investigation. Your sourcing is on the U.S. side.
Yeah, so I've been speaking to law enforcement sources on the U.S. side, and then also there has been a Malaysian source, a senior Malaysian official in the government that has been speaking with our Tom Fuentes. So we're hearing from both sides, but the bottom line is that it seems to be no concrete evidence at this point, Anderson, that there is a clear-cut motive, whether, you know, the communications that the pilots were in, their financial state, there's nothing to sort of jump out as a red flag that they were planning something. But then you look at the process of elimination here. And of course, investigators are going to continue to zero in on these two men who were in the cockpit, who were in control of that plane. And so nothing is being ruled out at this point.
An update now on the other major story that we've been following the past few days, the deadly landslide in Washington state. At least 24 people were killed when a mountainside collapsed on Saturday, burying two small towns. Now, officials say up to 176 people may still be missing in the mud. They're unaccounted for. Today, the governor of Washington said the area suffered what he called 100% devastation. For many, the firefighters and the rescuers who are digging through the mud, the stress is taking its toll.
We were digging. We come across a gentleman. And his son is out there as a civilian on the debris pile, and it's his father.
Those rescuers are not giving up, however. Here's CNN's Gary Tuckman.
The top priority is still the search for survivors. And firefighters we've talked to who've spent much of the day at the decimated landslide scene say they have not given up on that quest.
That miracle can happen. We live for that hope. We really live for that hope.
But this has been a disappointing day here in Snohomish County, Washington, with no survivors found. The rescue and recovery work is being done with choppers and police dogs, bulldozers, shovels, and even by hand. Dozens of structures buried in up to 40 feet of mud. Mud that in many places is like quicksand, which limits people's ability to work effectively and even to recover bodies.